welcome back to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Making sure our mic's on.
Me too.
I don't want to do that again.
It's been a while, right?
Well, it's only been the one time. We'd recorded a really awesome podcast and then come to find out Sujata's mic was off the entire time. Yeah, that
kind of
sucked.
Blending in with the camera, like the wall and our outfits.
I know. It's cold today. And so I just didn't want to get out of my sweatshirt. And luckily I put a bra on because normally I don't ever put a bra on and then I forget. And then I go the whole day without a bra.
Next time when we see you, we're going to make sure we stare right there to make sure see if you did wear it.
Thing is, you can't tell.
No.
That's why I love sweaters. Oh, sweatshirts, hoodies, all that.
Say sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater. Weather.
You're such a dork.
Sweater weather.
Happy after Thanksgiving. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I know we did.
We did.
Because we do what we want.
Yes. It was really good. Do you like turkey food?
I do like turkey food because we only have it once a year.
Okay, so like what you do the whole like.
Yes, we do. Turkey. I make the turkey.
I got the recipe from you and it turned out really good.
Yes. Yeah. So I do that same turkey. I brine it for, the night before. Then I get up early and cook it. You know how some things make you feel like older, like you are the mom. You are in charge of making sure your family has dinner every day. Like another thing that makes me feel that way is I am now the one making the turkey.
Yep.
Like my mom used to get up so early, make sure it goes in because it takes the longest.
Yes.
While I'm like hungover and stuff. And now I'm that person.
You're the responsible one.
Who does the turkey. Yes. I feel so grown up.
I do too. I'm like, oh my. So I've never made the turkey until that year that you gave me the recipe. I think it was like 2-3 years ago.
Maybe. Yeah.
3 years ago. And I felt like I've accomplished something
right,
like I made a big turkey.
We're like, so adult. Yeah. Even buying the turkey is like,
I'm
a big deal.
Like I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't
here.
Either.
Let's see if it turns out good. But it ended up turning out really, really
so good. And then all the casseroles, it's your kind of your ticket to just eat whatever the fuck you want.
I did. Did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I did.
And I like starting. We come together. Everyone comes over at like 2. We'll have drinks and just like. Not apps, but I make a charcuterie board and someone brings chips and the cranberry salsa.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll just kind of hang out. And then by 3 o'clock, we're sitting down eating.
Okay.
So then it gives us enough time to have dessert. We leave the food out. So then you
Heck
eat
yeah.
again.
All that work for.
I know. Yeah. Because I like that. And that's how we grew up doing it. Now, Chaz's family, they waited till 7 to eat. And I'm dying all day.
Like it's smelling so good. Like you just wait and wait and wait. No, we do the same thing. We start around like 3 or 4 o'clock, eat, then play games, and then we'll eat again whenever. Just like great, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm saying? This year, it was at my sister in law's house and in Houston, and started it at 12 or 12:30. Amazing because we ate light breakfast.
Yeah.
Then we just went straight to like eating Thanksgiving food. I don't think I really ate.
I was just drinking mimosas.
I had my.
That's what we like too. Did y'all watch the parade?
No.
Oh my gosh! It was targeted to midlife.
I know. I saw that.
Midlife people, our generation. It was so amazing.
Yeah, I think they had the football. Was the football game on the same time?
No, not at the same time.
Okay.
Because the parade starts really early in the morning, like around 9, 8.
Yeah, we always have it on at our house, like the dog show and the parade and everything. So I missed a good one this year.
Yeah, it was so good.
But yeah, a third of our family is gluten-free.
Oh.
And so my sister-in-law made a huge spread. I think we had over 20 people over, and she did like a long table. It was so nice. She made almost everything gluten-free.
Wow, that's
like
good.
Like she made 2 different type of stuffing from scratch and ours was one of them was gluten free. Her brother made green bean casserole. I was able to eat everything and enjoy it. And she also made
like
a
good.
like a pumpkin dessert that was gluten free also.
I'm surprised all of that was ready by noon.
She started 2 days before.
Okay.
She started two, but she was working really, really hard. She did everything.
Wow.
Yeah. It was amazing. I enjoyed it. I ate it. We ate it. I was like, we will finish that food. We'll eat it the next day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes you turkey, but like you mix it with different
things. Oh, yeah. You make fresh turkey sandwiches and just, you know, whatever. I put it in a salad, but I am definitely turkeyed out. I'm not like the one time for me is Thanksgiving and I don't miss the turkey.
After that, you're like, oh, I do it, overdo it on Thanksgiving and then you're good for nothing.
Yeah. But it was good. We had that and then we did the chalet thing. Yes. With our girlfriends. That was so nice at the Adolphus Hotel.
It is going to become a yearly tradition, right?
Definitely. You know, for 9 of us girls, it was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Always a great time with those ladies. Yeah, I mean, I think it was the perfect time, the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
It was a good way to like out. Start mm-hmm. that week too, right?
Like, yeah, it was a like... good way to just like kick off the
yeah.
holidays. And then... what else happened? I guess I went to the lake. Oh my God, I have a funny story. So at the lake house, we go usually the Friday through Sunday after Thanksgiving. So I'd taken a gummy mm-hmm. and it kicked in like right as like the other kids were asleep. But Donovan was still like a little awake, but he went upstairs to go sleep. And all of a sudden the door opens mm-hmm. to the deck, like the outside.
Uh-huh.
It opens and then it slams shut. I'm like, what the fuck? As, did you hear that? He was like, was that not Donovan? I was like, no, that was not. He thought Donovan like came in and downstairs and like opened the door. And I was like, uh-huh. holy shit, that was fucking freaky. And I'm freaking out. My sister-in-law's on the couch. My brother-in-law is like, I think he went to bed already. I can't remember. So... like, oh my God, I'm freaking the fuck out because it's kicked in. And so I'm thinking there's a ghost in our house that just like let themselves in. Okay. So I'm just like, oh my God. And Chaz was like, are you sure it wasn't Donovan? I'm 100% it was not Donovan.
You were
100%. Yes. And so what I did was, okay, let me just like open the door and see if it closes. Like if someone forgot to close it all the way. I'm doing an experiment. If someone didn't close it all the way, where would it stop? So it stopped. And I'm like, okay, see, like it doesn't close all the way. Like mm-hmm. if you don't close it, because it was also a big storm. That's Friday night, right. As you can tell. So it was like storming and thundering. And so that was also like freaking out because it was so loud. And so it opens again. And as soon as it opens, I freak out and I like high step it to... and jumping to the couch. And I'm like, Chaz like busted out laughing. He was like, oh my God, that was the funniest shit I've ever. I was like, and it closed again and it closed again. So I was like, okay, it's the wind. The wind like is making it do that.
Okay.
So I was like, okay.
Oh, I wish goodness. I was there to see you
oh
do
my
that.
God. Oh my God. If that shit was cool, I freaked out. And I had been anticipating it opening too. Like that's what I wanted it to do. So like calm myself. Like, okay, it wasn't a ghost. Cause you know how we feel about that stuff.
Yeah.
So the fact that it did it again, I was waiting for it, but it still freaked me out so much. I was like, boom, and he was dying. Yeah, I was like, okay, great. There is no ghost in our house. But I had that had never happened before, but I was like, man,
your reactions were like very
dramatic. This shit has kicked in. Yeah, it was super dramatic. And then we started watching Step Brothers. Oh and you God. Know, like when I'm high, like I notice things that like you notice things yes. that you don't really notice before.
Yeah.
And so there's this part where they walk by the playground and the bullies are like, oh, you got to come over here and lick this shit, right? Uh-huh. And so they're walking and Dale's like on his bike and Will Ferrell's like walking. Well, it shows the bullies walking towards them and it shows Will Ferrell and the other guy like from the back as they're walking towards, but they're stopped. They're like standing there.
Uh-huh.
But when they pan to them again, they're still with their bike and stuff. So whoever checks the checks on uh-huh. that stuff fucked up. Because it caught them not on the bike and it showed them standing there when they were clearly on the bike and walking. And I was like, turn it back. And they were like, holy shit, we've seen this like hundreds of times.
You were
and I was high and I noticed fucking that.
You're much more focused.
I am like focused. Yes. You know, it was like
your mind goes.
Yeah, I was like, that. I'm impressed.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, but he wanted to make sure I talked about.
He wants to make that sure that ghost, you jumped man, up.
That goes.
I would have been scared too. We would have been scared together.
I know. We would have been like, oh, fuck this God. House. Oh my God. And I'm sure like my sister-in-law had no idea what was going on. Either that or she knew, because I was like, man, your sister's like giving me some judgy looks. Do you think she knows? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, oh, well.
Was she out there fun. With y'all?
Yeah. She was like doing work while we were like fucking laughing.
Oh.
Us too. Just whatever. Anyways, good times.
Good times. Yes.
Oh. So to our topic, Sienna Miller mm-hmm. is pregnant at 43.
Yep.
And she just debuted it at some awards not too long ago, like it's last week.
Third baby, right?
Her third baby. Mm-hmm. And she froze her eggs at 40, which is still really late.
Yes.
To freeze eggs.
Yes.
So a lot of people had a lot of comments in regards to not only freezing her eggs at 40, but actually like having a baby at 43.
Really?
Yes. And I feel like the negative comments were mainly from men too. Like, why anyone over 40 shouldn't be trying to have a baby?
I didn't know there was such a thing. Like, I hear women in their late.
Yeah, I think women, babies. For us, like, we're like, oh, wow, that's amazing. Like, that's incredible. Like, even at 40, that you were able to retrieve, like, viable eggs. I know for me, when did I do with my egg retrieval? So I had Laurel at 39, so the retrieval would have been at 38. Yeah. So 36 eggs, they took out 36 eggs in one round, which is
a lot,
uh-huh. a lot. But through each step of the process, you know, you lose some and you lose some. So we thought for sure we were going to have something to choose from, like the genders and everything.
So I know we're going off topic, but can I ask, like, why does it
get diminish?
Left? Yeah.
Because the quality of eggs, you're born with a finite number of eggs.
Okay.
And unfortunately, our body, like the evolution of our bodies, they start to, the quality and the quantity start to diminish.
Okay.
You know, every time you have a cycle, like one egg.
Okay.
But the quality of them start to diminish. They start to get old. You have ones that are more prone to like chromosomal deficiencies mm-hmm. or deformities, genetic disorders. It's just the quality are not that great. Right. That's why freezing your eggs earlier are better, okay. Or you get like a donor egg. Not so much you can't carry. It's just that your own eggs are not
as
that great.
Great. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what ended up happening was, when they got back to us, we had one egg. And of course, our situation was a little different because we wanted to go through IVF because we didn't want to have another baby that had our genetic disorder like Breslin does. Mm-hmm. And so once they checked for that, as well as the other normal stuff that they check for, uh-huh. we had one. Uh-huh. So we chose not to find out, and it was Laurel. So my problem was not getting pregnant. My problem was not maintaining a pregnancy. It was basically only to get the result of not having an affected child.
Right.
And so, but even if you think about that, like 36 eggs and you get one.
I know.
Like, how many did she have? Or maybe she had better quality. Maybe she got 10 eggs and two of them were great. It's just the odds of getting to that point.
Can you do more than one retrieval?
Like, yeah, you can do more than one rounds, but at 40, if you get three or four, that's good. As long as you get multiples, like they'll try to fertilize anything they get if it looks okay to fertilize.
Okay.
But it's just dwindling. Like you can find out egg counts at 30.
Okay.
So you can be like, okay, if I'm not getting pregnant, let's check your egg count. Let's check your reserve.
Oh.
You know, so that you can get an idea of how many years you still have. Which does really suck. if you think about it.
That does. This is all news. Like, this is, I didn't know that.
Really?
I did not know all of this. This is all new to me.
Oh, wow. Because, you know, men can have babies whenever.
Okay.
Like, their sperm is just as fertile at 80-year-old versus 20-year-old.
Really? But I heard they're not, they may not be like fast.
They may not be as strong, but uh-huh. they'll get there. Uh-huh. They can still get people pregnant.
Okay.
Women, it's like, I'm not saying impossible, but it is super rare to get pregnant on your own without any form of like medication enhancements or retrieval or donor eggs, like probably after 40, 42, definitely 43.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting. I did not know. Okay.
Yeah. So people were like, well, good for her because that gives people hope.
Yes,
right, that you can absolutely. Still have babies that long, because unfortunately for women, you know, with your careers and things like that, sometimes you don't have a choice to be able to have kids until you get established or where you want to be.
Right.
And usually that comes later on in life. And if it does, the fact that she's still able to even maintain a pregnancy, forget about freezing, but like maintain a pregnancy, it gives you still hope that you could have a baby. You know, people think, oh my gosh, I'm too old, I'm 38. Well, you can still have time. You can still also freeze your eggs.
Yes, which I really still don't see what why they're getting upset.
They probably think it's the natural, like, you're too old to have a child.
I didn't think 40.
No, I mean, that's what, I'm 43.
Okay.
I mean, I would not want to be pregnant today.
Right.
But I could. I don't think I'm old.
Right.
Definitely don't feel old. I think it's their lifestyle, right? Some people feel old and I still feel like I'm 35. But, you know, sadly, if you're over 35, it's a geriatric pregnancy.
Right. That's true. Yes.
You know, not only are you risk, everything's at risk. Your pregnancy, your delivery, all of that.
I turned 35 when I had Aryan.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I'm just thinking, they're just saying it by age, but I didn't really think about all that really is true, like the quality of your eggs and the complications and all that stuff. I just really didn't look into that. So that's interesting how that is true.
Yeah.
Like, but I think with this new generation, I don't see how, like, when we got married, it was, you know, in our mid-20s and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I don't hear that often. Like, I've been going to weddings and they're like family, friends, kids, but they're well into their like 30s.
I know.
Getting married. Yes. And a lot of them are going through medical school and businesses and stuff like that. So they want to get established. And, you know, they're just having fun also, like living their life, doing whatever. Then they find their partner and then they got married. But that just like puts that pressure on.
No,
too,
it
right?
is
like,
immediate pressure.
You know,
it
you're
sucks.
Getting married to just have those kids. But yeah.
I know, because you want to be able to spend time just you two, right?
Yeah.
But if you meet later in life or for whatever reason, I would feel the pressure. I would want to do stuff just with my husband, but I also, for me, your body, your biological clock, that's why your biological ticking is that you don't have a lot of those years. So a lot of people do freeze their eggs, but it's almost unheard of to freeze your eggs at 40.
That's true.
It's sad to say, but you're trying to freeze the bottom of the barrel.
Right. That's you said it. Okay.
I'm just being honest. Yeah. Look at me, right? 36 eggs, and after everything, there was one. Like, I'm scraping the ends. I may have a lot in there, but there's not useful good ones, you know?
Well, yeah, the quality's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a different view, but like, for me at the same time, like, I don't want to be.
I know.
48. Or 50,
I know.
Whenever my kid is going into kindergarten, because I'm like enjoying the moment. But then I look back and I understand why they say have kids early on, because you want to have the energy to keep up with them. But
exactly.
Then once they're gone to like college, you want to still have a little bit of, you know, young in life to keep going.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, I know my mom is super young and she has the energy to have kept up with me and my sister, her grandkids. And now, like, she's living her life. And
yeah.
Thing. So, I mean, I don't know if I was ready at that age, but I understand where they're coming from when they right. used to say that.
I like how my life got planned out and stuff. But then you think about it, like, I had Laurel at 39. She's just now in pre-K and I'm 43.
Right, but you look young.
I know. So but if you just think about just the age, right? Like, how old am I going to be when she graduates, like, high school? I want to be able to witness all of these things. I don't want to be morbid, but I hope to see my kids get married. I hope to see if Laurel has kids, but I don't know, right? Because having them later on in life.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would have been the same type of mother had I had them like 22, 23, and 24. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have had the patience, the just everything, the established me and not, I don't know. There's just so many things. And I'm not saying, but people do it all the time and they're amazing mothers and they're great. And I look back and I'm like, oh, that's so easy. You're young and all of them. But it must have been truly, really hard.
Right.
Not, I'm saying it's not hard when we had them. It's always hard.
I was going to say it's always hard.
Imagine how much harder it is.
Yeah. Because like you can feel like, I don't know about you, but I can feel the energy sometimes. I'm like, okay, I need to just lay down. Like you think.
Girl,
that
I'm
you
over
can
here drinking an energy drink. What time is it? 9:37. Oh. I mean, seriously. And I look back and it also took me a long time to have kids because my older sister gave birth. I had just turned 12 and she lived with us for the first 4 years. So I got a taste of how it was and I knew that shit was fucking hard.
Yes.
And it was life changing. And I know you think about it. Oh, a baby. But like, I knew how hard and difficult it was.
That's a good lesson.
And also my mom made me watch the fucking birth.
Oh my gosh.
That scared the shit out of me too. Imagine 12-year-old seeing a baby come out like, oh yeah, traumatized. So that's why it took me till 30 to have my first baby.
Yes, me and you both though. Mm-hmm. You know, like, but at least your first one, you're still gonna be, you know, you're just gonna be an old mama with Laurel.
Well, maybe I won't have to mom anymore. Maybe Donovan come back and do all this stuff for me. But she also like Sienna Miller also is dating her baby daddy. I don't think they're married, but he's 28. And I think it's interesting. She brought up a good point. Like, I wasn't looking for a young man. I just like met him and they quickly fell in love. And she was so annoyed that she ended up falling in love with someone so young.
Yes.
And what she said was she thinks that generation, their respect for women is very different. That they grew up in a world where women were more equals.
Mm-hmm.
Than the gender roles that typically happen before. And so she says she sees it within his friend group, how they treat the women and how the women are and how the men are towards the women. How it's very different than like a 45-year-old would treat a woman.
Okay.
Oh, it's just very different. I would not have ever thought about it that way.
I know, me neither. But I like
it. But it makes so much sense.
Yes.
You almost wonder, is there a lot of different like responsibilities in the home that aren't really assigned to the genders? If like they grew up in a home where both parents worked, they both cook, they both clean, they both do stuff.
Yes. It wasn't like
the mom does all that stuff because that's how that generation's mm-hmm. parents mm-hmm. grew up, with like serving the man, cleaning, and you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So I don't think they've even seen that. I know,
right.
Like, I know our generation, we try to change it.
Yes.
But I don't think they've even like seen that.
Exactly.
They won't know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. So
I know.
Like, our kids are going to be in a different, totally different mindset and how they're going to live their life. You know?
Yeah. Especially if they see us as parents.
Yes.
Doing the same thing. But it's such a different take. As soon as I read that, I was like, wow, she actually makes really good sense. Like, I never thought about that, about them not only thinking the world different, but also like their significant other.
Right. But then I also want to know, what did he see in her?
I mean, she's fucking gorgeous. And she's Shanna Miller.
She is beautiful.
She
looks
so
beautiful. She's absolutely gorgeous. And she looks gorgeous being 43 and pregnant.
I know.
I was like, oh my gosh. I know.
So she probably doesn't even feel that way. Which brings me to another point. Mm-hmm. I started about thinking about this when the gummies kicked in. But can you imagine, how did sex even come about? Like, how did humans know to put the penis in the vagina? How did they know it worked that way? And wouldn't it be fucking freaky if the woman got pregnant and you all of a sudden have a growing belly, not knowing what the fuck is going on?
Okay, isn't it Adam and Eve that did that?
But did Adam and Eve have the first baby?
I don't know.
I don't know. But just think, if you were pregnant,
they, like, fit.
That too. fit like that, right?
Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
You know, because it's
exactly, yeah, it's like, right? And then how do they know that the women got a baby from the result of that?
I don't know. That's a good question, Jacqueline.
Imagine you being normal and then all of a sudden something's growing in you. You're freaking out.
Yes.
Imagine people trying to
hit
it or like push it down or not knowing. And then one day, extreme fucking pain. And then the thing comes out of you. Isn't it crazy to think about that stuff?
Absolutely. But I'm curious to know. What happened? Like, how did that even start?
And then how did they know that milk to feed the baby?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the stuff I think about.
No, I love it. Now I'm curious to, like, after this, I'm going to look it up.
Look it up, right? Yeah. And then I started going off a tangent. If sex, according to the Bible, Old Testament, you have to be married to have sex.
Yes.
Is that in the Bible or is that just our religion that made those rules?
What does it say?
You almost think would have to be, because one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not commit adultery. And adultery is only if you're married.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, that's right.
The only way you could commit adultery is to be married.
Correct.
But you also had to be married to have sex.
Okay.
So you could only have one partner for all of your life back then?
Yeah, you're making me think all these things. I'm like, I don't know the answers. Like,
I know. I'm so curious. And then on top of that, how do they know to put a penis in the butthole? Like, I just don't. This is the things that I come up with.
That's,
and I'm just
Kama
like,
Sutra,
what?
Right? That's from my motherland, right?
So y'all are freaky.
We are.
Okay.
If you look at all the different positions in Kama Sutra, like, I still remember.
What is behind the whole Kama Sutra stuff?
I have no idea. I don't know.
But it's all sex related.
It is all sex related. I still remember, I think I was super young, and our family would go to this uncle and auntie's house and we would see that book displayed there.
What?
Kama Sutra.
In their room?
Like in their living room.
Oh my God,
like
in the living room?
Yeah, they had a whole bunch of books, right? And so I was like, I'm curious to see what that's all about, right? And then I never opened the book there, but then I did go to Barnes & Noble's and go look at all the
positions. I mean, we have one.
You have Kama Sutra?
Yeah. One time, Chaz and I were like, hey, every time we have sex, let's try a new position. And that lasted all of like maybe four times because, you know, you forget about it. God of pleasure or something like that.
I'm sure. I won't be surprised. Mm-hmm. But now we will come back with a lot of answers that Jacqueline's questioned me on a lot of things. And I'm like,
just the evolution of motherhood and our bodies.
How did you know that, like, you can simply have sex and like a girl never have an orgasm, right?
Right.
How did they even know that that's what you're supposed to? That's a lot. There's a lot.
Did men have sex until they had an orgasm? Did they know that that would happen?
Yeah, like, how do they know they keep going? Like,
is that the stopping point?
I know. We have a lot of questions that we need answers to.
I think it's so interesting, though.
It is absolutely interesting.
Yeah, because if you didn't know, you'd freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Let me put my mouth on here.
Well, what is there's like a hole and there's a stick and let's like.
But they don't know it's a hole. Did they look at their bodies? Did they check their body out to know that there's a hole there in the first place? I mean, have you ever stuck your finger in yourself?
No.
I mean, I have. When but you
were like younger?
No, but I'm just saying like, how did they know that there was a hole there?
You explore.
To be continued. I'm really curious
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. I don't have the answers.
See, this is when the gummy kicks in and I just like write all this shit down.
Yes.
But it's all good stuff.
It is absolutely good stuff. We'll have answers. Now I'm curious.
Yes. So let us know if you know anyone or maybe you have had kids later on in life or if you have your own IVF story that like would encourage people or if you had one on your own at 43. That would be freaking incredible.
It is. Amazing.
Empowered to you. That was our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you're listening to this. Follow us on our Instagram at AuthenticallyMoms. And you just keep doing you, boo.
All right.
We'll see you later. Bye.